Yay.
The world is changing.
So keep up with Rob.
The Rob Snow Show returns on Rogers TV and City News. 101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
He's running for mayor, and Mark Sutcliffe is back with me on the Rob Snow Show on City News. Another announcement about his campaign released this morning, and it's about transit and transportation. Good morning, Mark Sutcliffe.
Good morning, Rob Snow. It's great to be with you, as always.
So, I want to begin by asking you, how would you say your approach to transit and transportation differs from your opponents in this race?
So I think this is one of the most important issues of the election, Rob, and it's one of the clearest examples of the contrast between my approach and Catherine McKenney's approach. And I intend to bring a balanced approach to transportation and transit in our city. I'm not going to prioritize one form of transportation over all the others. I am going to respect the people of Ottawa, including the people who live outside the downtown core, and give them the ability to travel around the city using different methods of transportation. Catherine McKenney's plan is going all in on bicycles, promising $250 million of bike lanes over the next 4 years, borrowing that money to do it. And it's a program designed to force people out of their cars. It says nothing about the roads except reducing the use of them. We have to repair our roads. We have crumbling infrastructure in our city. And we have to respect the fact that a family in Kanata is not going to take their son or daughter to hockey or ringette practice in February on a couple of bikes with their hockey bags on their backs. They're not going to take their mother or father to a medical appointment in January on bicycles. Seniors and people living with disabilities are not going to travel around the city on bicycles in the winter in Ottawa, Canada. This is a balanced approach that respects the needs of people throughout the city of Ottawa.
Okay, let's talk about each aspect of it in a little more detail. And outside of bicycles versus roads and cars, I do want to ask you about public transit, which has been in the news for many, many years. The troubles with public transit. OC Transpo recently revealed through the Transit Commission that the deficit is about $85 million. Ridership is up a little bit, but hasn't fully recovered, not even close, from pre-pandemic days. So what would you do about OC Transpo? This is an important core service. Its operating budget is $700 million a year. It's had a lot of problems as well. So what's your plan for OC Transpo, Mark Sutcliffe?
So, Rob, we've got to fix OC Transpo. And we're not going to do that by making transit free or moving further and further towards making transit free. We've got to get the buses going to the places where people need them to go. Right now, they're not doing that. It's a new reality post-pandemic. People are not traveling with the same patterns that they did before. We see loads of articulated buses traveling down residential streets and through neighborhoods with nobody on them. And then we have other people who are waiting at bus stops for a bus that never arrives. So we need to overhaul our public transit system to make sure it's delivering the service that people need. I'm not going to make transit free. I'm not going to invest another $145 million, as Catherine McKenney is proposing to do, until we optimize the service as it is now. That's just going to add more debt. It's going to create an even bigger deficit. We need to get the buses going where people need them to go. So we need to overhaul the system and optimize the routes.
Okay. I took a call yesterday on my show. We talked a lot about OC Transpo yesterday during our talkback hour, and I took a call from an 18-year career bus driver, retired now, who lives in Kanata. And she said that one of the problems is that our public transit system is set up to be a commuter public transit system for the public servant who lives in Kanata, but works at Tunney's Pasture, or somebody lives in Barrhaven, maybe works for a law firm downtown. These kinds of things. But the world of work has changed now. And she, one of the things that struck me was she said it takes her 10 minutes by car to get from her house in Kanata to the Tanger Outlet Mall. The same thing by bus takes an hour. So it seems we have a transit system that's kind of been set up traditionally and has served us pretty well before the pandemic as a commuter system, but that now the world of work and commuting habits have changed, and maybe we have to rethink the way we're serving the public with our public transit system. What do you think about that idea?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Rob. I've heard from several people, many people at the doors, when I've been knocking on doors in Barrhaven and Stittsville and Kanata and Orleans and other places. I talked to a family in Barrhaven. Their daughter works in Kanata, and it takes probably 20 minutes by car, but an hour and a half by bus to get back and forth to work. So there's all kinds of examples of that, and that's exactly what I'm talking about when I say we need to overhaul the bus system, optimize the routes, and start having the buses go where people need them to go. We're living in a different world now post-pandemic. A lot fewer people, for the moment, are going downtown. I hope we can change that in the long run, but we need a transit system that works for everyone.
Okay. You're not anti-cyclist, though, are you?
No. No, absolutely. I am a cyclist, Rob. Okay. I am a cyclist. Yeah. I ride my bike.
Okay.
And we need better cycling routes. We need to fix some of the cycling routes because some of them are in rough shape. We need to fix the sides of the roads. You know, I've heard from so many people about the sidewalks and the shoulders of roads where they're dangerous, and that means that bicycles have to move out into traffic to avoid the potholes and other cracks in the road, and that's dangerous for them. So, but we need a balanced approach. We need I'm not going to prioritize one system of getting around over all the others. We need a balanced approach. We need to invest in bicycle lanes. We need to invest in public transit. We need to invest in our sidewalks and pathways, and we need to invest in the roads. And I'm just getting a little tired of the downtown mentality that some people have. I know if you live downtown, you can imagine a world like a European city or New York City. If you live in Manhattan, where you just, you know, walk to the grocery store at the corner and you ride your bike with your kids to school or to baseball practice or whatever. It's, you know, there's a lot of people downtown who think that applies all over the city of Ottawa. The city of Ottawa is massive. It's 100 kilometers from one side to the other. There's an enormous rural component to the city of Ottawa. The suburbs, places like Kanata and Stittsville and Orleans and Manotick and Barrhaven, people in those communities live a different kind of life from the people who live downtown, and they need cars to get their kids sometimes to school. They need cars to go to the grocery store. They sometimes ride their bikes as well, but they're going to use their cars, and we need to respect that. We need to respect all the people who live in the suburbs and not look down our noses at them and make them feel guilty because they're not riding their bike everywhere. Make them feel like they don't, you know, we think we know better how they should live. Okay. I don't like that downtown mentality that's being enforced on the suburbs.
Okay. Just on free transit, Councillor McKenney seems to have softened somewhat on this idea of fair free transit for all, saying in their platform it would be 18 years of age and under. But you're not in favor of that. Is that right, Mark Sutcliffe?
That's right. So just to be clear, Catherine McKenney is saying that they are in favor of fare free transit. They're just going to start by having it free for people 18 and under. But Catherine McKenney has been clear that they want to move towards fare free transit in the long run. That is the ideal that they are striving towards. So we don't know what the timetable is for that. We know that it starts with making it free for those who are 18 and under. And look, I want people to use public transit. I think there are ways we can be creative about the pricing of public transit. So, for example, I've talked about considering ideas like maybe having $2 Saturdays or having it free on Friday evenings if we want people to go downtown. There's lots of different ways that we can incentivize people to use public transit. But an across-the-board approach to making transit free is going to cost a lot of money, and it doesn't make the service any better. Your caller, where it takes an hour to get from Kanata to the Tanger outlet, or the person that I spoke to where it takes an hour and a half to get from Barrhaven to Kanata to go to work, making it free doesn't suddenly make that appealing. You got to improve the service. I'm in favor of a better public transit service, not a free public transit service.
Another one of your rivals in this race, former Mayor Bob Chiarelli, says no new roads. We got to fix the roads that we have now before we think about building any more new roads. And this is part of his plan to freeze spending in the first year and basically have a 100-day review of everything. What do you think about Bob Chiarelli, what he's saying about the roads?
So first of all, this is a choice between my vision for Ottawa and Catherine McKenney's vision for Ottawa. I respect Bob Chiarelli. I like Bob Chiarelli. I've worked well with Bob Chiarelli in the past. Bob is pulling out every political trick available, like promising a 0% tax increase in the first year, which is just not feasible. Nobody thinks that's realistic. It'll only mean it'll be 8 or 10% in the second year. It's a gimmick, and I think people see through that, and I think people understand that ultimately this is a choice between Catherine McKenney and me.
Okay. Mark Sutcliffe, thank you very much again this morning for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.